No Room in the Ark by Alan Moorhead. Read by Christopher Timothy. Years ago, the British used to run a flying boat service down through Africa. And although it was a slow and sometimes rather bumpy journey, I can remember no flight that was quite so pleasant. You took off from Cairo in the early morning, with a fine rush of water spurting past the portholes, and then, by easy stages, followed the Nile upstream to its source in Lake Victoria, on the equator. Thence, the route followed a series of lakes along the Great Rift Valley, until eventually you reached Durban in South Africa. There was no flying after dark, and the machine put down at some fascinating places on the way. Most of these stops were out-of-the-way places, which had very little connection with the outside world, and so you were plunged at once into the authentic African scene. There were no familiar airport buildings, no advertisements, no other traffic of any kind. Just this rush of muddy water as you lighted down on a river or a forest lake. And the boy who came out in a boat to take you to the shore was the genuine article, a coal-black African, sometimes naked to the waist. On the Zambezi River, I recall, they had to run a launch up and down the water a few minutes before the plane came in, to clear the hippopotami away. I remember, too, a little place on the White Nile in the Sudan, where the women of the Dinka tribe were 6 foot tall and as hipless as young boys. Their hair was thickly matted with grease, and piled up in a marvellous coiffure high above their heads. They walked gravely along the river bank, and turned their heads away from the great flying boat on the water, in the way that primitive people often do when they are confronted with something which they regard as quite miraculous and beyond all comprehension.